You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening and good night. Whenever you are listening to this, good times.
I'm going to start the episode off with an apology because I am having a crazy allergy attack. And yes, I'm calling it an allergy attack, Lovey.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to call it an illness. I'm not getting sick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We refuse.
And it's causing me to sniffle and cough and sneeze and everything in between. So hopefully we'll be able to edit all of those sniffles out of this episode. But if we miss a few, apologies. Sincerest apologies.
But you look cute, bespectacled with your little braids.
I'm wearing okay. For the listener, a mess.
For the listener, Colleen is wearing a wig with braids.
Not wearing a wig. I'm wearing braids. This is all I can manage to do with my hair. Just get it out of my face to deal with children being sickish.
Take a compliment.
I can't.
You're cute even when you're sick.
And my glasses are because I can't wear makeup on my eyeballs because I rub it off because my eyes are swollen and itchy and teary. So yeah, anyway, apologies for any sniffles that might happen. We'll try to get rid of those, but they just might happen.
Relax.
I do have a relax today, but you already have a satchel in your lap.
Yes, I got gifts.
Gifts?
I got a gift.
What is it? You got a gift for me?
Yeah.
What is it?
You want to see?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, Lovey.
I like the wrapping.
Well, it's Etsy packaging.
Oh, Etsy. Etsy's fancy. It looks like it's a shirt. Queen of Farts.
Isn't that great?
That's a great shirt, love. I got to put this on.
Got to.
Queen of Farts. This is so nice. I love this.
I saw it.
I'm going off screen to change my shirt.
Sometimes I see, you know, you love a t-shirt. What's your t-shirt say now? It says just buy and it's a cat anus. That's really good too. But I saw this one and I was just like, oh, that's right up her alley. I got it like oversized in case I ever want to wear a t-shirt that says Queen of Farts. Why wouldn't I want to wear a t-shirt? Yeah, of course I will at some point. And you know, you like a good jammy shirt.
That is large.
I like it that they didn't change the it still says Queen.
Queen of Farts.
And it's wearing the queen's wearing sunglasses because you love wearing sunglasses all the time.
I do.
Queen of Farts.
I like that she's holding a flower. This is a great gift. Thank you.
You like it?
I love it.
Okay.
I love it, love it. I'm just fixing our microphone. It's like trapped underneath our tripod. Talk amongst yourselves. There, I fixed it.
Do you want me to go first?
No, I have one.
You got to relax? Okay.
Yes, I do.
I got a few.
Okay, my relax is an animal, but it's not really. Okay, I love this animal. It's a raccoon. I love a raccoon. Raccoons are so cute.
With their opposable thumbs, they're the best.
They're so cute.
They look hands.
Fluffy and friendly, and you've worked with raccoons before on a set.
I have. Actor raccoons.
Dream come true to work with a raccoon. So I do love raccoons. So when I say raccoons need to relax, I don't necessarily mean the animal as a whole because I really love them. I have cameras set up all around the house and outside the house. And I love seeing whatever wildlife comes. If you watch my vlogs, you know this. I love looking at the wildlife. And raccoons come often in our backyard. And the one thing I think that needs to relax about them is the way that they eat is too human-y to me.
Yeah.
It makes me very uncomfortable. And I can't really understand why. Like, I can't put into words what about it makes me uncomfortable, but every time I see them eating with their hands, I feel like I get the ick.
Do they eat without their hands? Like, you ever seen a raccoon eat something where it's just using its mouth, like a dog?
Maybe.
I don't think so. Have you seen them like wash their food in water, right?
No, I don't think so.
You haven't seen it when like raccoons, they like wash things off in water.
Maybe I have. I don't know. I've seen them dig into the pond that you and Flynn made looking for fish and whatnot. But I have this video clip. I'm going to try to insert it into the episode. So if you are watching this episode, you'll be able to see it. But it's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Maybe you guys, our wonderful listeners, can help describe to me what is icking me out. Maybe some of you will relate. I think it's the fact that it looks too human and it looks too sneaky. Like it's like, it looks like.
And it bothers you? What do you mean?
It doesn't bother me. It's just like, be an animal. You're an animal. Like, be yourself.
Oh, I think
you look
it's
like
cool.
a sneaky bandit with your little mask, your uh-huh. little eye mask. But the way they, okay, so this one video in particular that you're going to see, it's a raccoon, and I made this little apparatus because I occasionally like to feed the wildlife. I only do it usually when there's like a storm or something, or it's super hot out, or, you know, times when
you
I
don't
feel
want
like they...
too much to attract rats.
No. Yeah, you don't want to attract rats, and you don't want to attract, and you also don't want to train animals to think that this is where they can get their food source.
Like, yeah.
So I only do it every once in a while, but because I don't want to ever attract mice and rats, now whenever I do feed them, I try to build things that the rats can't get to. So I had built
impossible.
I've done it because they can't get up on this thing.
Are you sure?
It's like a, anyway, it doesn't matter what I made it out of. It's the rats can't get up there. And it's like a tray kind of on a pole mm-hmm. and the raccoons love it. And so I made this a few nights ago and this raccoon came up and standing on its hind legs, grabbing the food with his hands, but like frantically. Like, it's so frantic. It's so hectic.
Yeah.
I think it's stressful for me to watch it. Well, it's really frantic and he makes direct eye contact with the camera. So he's not looking at the food he's grabbing.
Yeah, we've already established raccoons love being on camera.
Like, oh, he loves it. And he's like staring directly into lens, frantically grabbing with his tiny little human looking hands and then shoveling it into his mouth, but like looking around all sneaky and crazy, like twitching with excitement, but like, I don't know, something about it. It's not gross to me. He's still cute. It's just like, what about it is like, ugh, just be a little cute animal. Don't be like a creepy little bandit robbing me. He looks like a sneaky, sneaky creep.
I think that's, for some people, that might be their appeal.
No, it's a cute animal.
It's cute that it's sneaky and has like human-like hands.
It's something about it isn't cute. I don't know.
Everybody loves raccoons.
I'm not a raccoon hater. I actually love raccoons. I think they're so cute. Except that for when they do this, I'm like, ugh.
That episode
Stop being
of
like that.
The episode of television that I did that did have a raccoon storyline, like everybody in that cast and everybody working on it was so excited. It was like a celebrity guest that there were like performer raccoons. Like on set. Everybody wanted to, even if they weren't working, they wanted to be there to like have them sit on their shoulder.
If you told me I could go to a farm where there's raccoons and hang out with raccoons, I'd be like the happy. Like if I could pet a raccoon, I'd be so happy. Like I love them.
Yeah.
But it's just when they get like frantic, sneaky, human-y, eaty that it's like, do it cute. Like it's weird. I can't explain it. There's something about it. It looks too human.
So it bothers you.
I wish I could explain it. And maybe someone else can describe it for me.
Maybe. I can't.
I think you said once when I showed you, because I was showing Eric the other day and he was like, what's that human doing in a raccoon suit?
Yeah.
Like it does look very human.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
Or like AI or something.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Does it look AI to me? Which, by the way, it really bothers me that when I'm scrolling, like doom scrolling in the middle of depression nights, you know, where like I'll be doom scrolling and I'm like, oh, look at this cute video of whatever it could be. And I don't know if it's AI or not. I wish there was a feature that you could turn
it. You don't?
Well, you always end up realizing it's AI. You know what I mean? Like I'll get fooled at the beginning and be like, wait, this is AI. Like halfway through.
Yeah.
Because it seems normal at first. And you're like, wait, what is, this is not real. Because you can kind of tell a little bit, like the blurriness of it, or like there's some weird glitch in it. But I think there should be a feature on TikTok and Instagram and all these places that you can click that says, do not feed me AI videos.
Huh. I know there are, I don't know about them, but I know it exists where you, because I've seen people be like, this one detected AI. Like there's ways to like filter it through whatever, some sort of like program or app where it can detect if AI it is part of it, right? But I don't know how to do that.
I don't either.
Just have to use your judgment and be like, oh, right, that dog is not doing a choreographed dance.
Right.
That
well,
is
not
a real
that,
dog.
But I'm talking like there was one where these people put a dog, like it was like a pug on a sled and it just like sled down a hill, but it looked very much like a dog on a sled on a hill. Like, and I was like, how did that dog to stay on that sled? But it didn't. I was like, wait, this has got to be AI. And then I looked at the comments and they were like, I think this is AI. Is this AI? Is this AI? And then there's another one where it was just like a kid. It was like a little, like a toddler.
Yeah.
And it was just saying something cute. It was like, Mama, don't do that. You know, it was just saying something cute. And I was like, this is cute, but that looks a little suspicious. And then like I clicked, it was like, this is AI. I'm like, why is this even being fed to me? Like this is supposed to be, these are supposed to be apps where it's like people
is there
find other people around the world doing people things or cute pet things. It's right. not like this is a computer fake thing. I don't want to see that. It really bothers
me. For all like the billionaire tech bros really forcing that on our society is like the next integral part of, you know, who and what we are and what we do and what we see. Like, is there anything, is there a why? Is there anything good about AI? Can you name a good eight? What is a good, what's like off the top of your head? Like, oh, well, it's good that we have,
I don't know. It's AI. I think a lot of people would say it's a good source of like, information. Like, I don't know why Google wouldn't suffice, but like,
I just think it's too like,
but I think people like to use it. It's a quicker, easier. Yeah, well, especially since Google has become so sponsored. Like when you Google something now, the first like five posts are like sponsored. So you don't even know if it's like true or not. You know, yeah. It's like, oh, these.
Well, also when you Google something now, they give you an AI response before the Google search.
I know, but
then you didn't ask for that.
So I don't know. I don't know. I think people like it. I think it probably, there's a lot of ways it can be helpful. I think of course there's ways it can be helpful. It seems like there's a lot of things it could be helpful for, but I just don't trust in humans enough to like use it for good.
It just seems like shortcuts for your brain until eventually our brains will just become smoother and smoother. And then it's very like the movie Up to me. Not Up. Wrong. Wall-E.
Yeah,
it's
I was going to say.
It's very like the movie Up. Like the old man in balloons. That was definitely AI. That balloon house.
I literally had a dream that I forgot about. He just reminded me that I had last night. About being like floated up to the sky in balloons, like that movie Up. That's so random.
Yeah, that was random. You had a dream about that. And then I brought up.
I don't know. That was weird. Anyway, when is to relax for you, love?
Love, I got the finger today.
What?
I did. Today's been a day in our house. I also, when I left our house, I got a finger. The finger.
What?
I'm a woman.
I've never gotten the finger before. Like a legit, like someone was pissed off and gave me the finger that I know of.
I got an emphatic and I think undeserved finger today.
For what?
I was in, I'm in a left hand like signal, like turning lane on a street near us. I'm the second car. There's one car ahead of me. And this is this left turning signal light is, it's like kind of like the shortcut to get back home on a back road. And so I've been at this light many times. This light is annoying because it's one of those ones where there's two other lanes and then the left lane, but it always lets the two lanes go first. And it's just a long take. It's a long taking light. It's a patience required light. And I'm the second person, this car's in front of me and I'm being patient. And then finally it turns green, right? And nothing happens. This person doesn't move. And this is a situation that's happened to me before.
Like the person in front of you to turn left?
Yeah. So finally the green arrow to turn left turns green and the car doesn't move. And it's because I know, because I can see that they're looking at their phone, which I think is like you're at the...
Well, it's illegal.
Don't take out your phone and look at it when you're like waiting at a light or on driving like ever. I don't know. So here's the issue. There's also people behind me. And the arrow's, it's quick. We got to go. We got to get through this. Otherwise, we're going to wait through the whole cycle again. And so I know that it's my responsibility as second in line to give a little, huh?
Yeah.
But the thing is with my car has an aggressive horn. And the way you have to press it, I can't get a, huh? It's always like a, huh? It's like a little too long. Like there's, okay. Like when you're behind someone and you know that like they should go and you want to just give them like, hey, we're going now. Like you want just a little like, beep.
Huh? I wish there was a nicer version of the horn.
Right. And so like, and I'm like always like, shit, I just press it really fast, but it still always does like a, huh? You know what I mean? And it's aggressive. So I'm like, oh, she's looking at her phone. She's looking at her phone. Okay. I gotta press it. And I just go, and I just go, huh? And the second I did it, I just see arms flailing. What? Looking back at me flailing. I'm like, then she all of a sudden she speeds. I could just see her. I could just the back of her head. I can and her body language. I'm like, this woman is losing her mind that I honked at her.
God.
And like, and then she turns left, and as she's turning left, I see the window going down.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Give it to me. And she just arm fully extended,
wow.
Out the window, finger as she slowly took the turn, and I was just like, I was just doing my civic duty as second in line,
wow.
And you're not paying attention to the light to give you the little. Huh.
Wow.
And sometimes in these situations, like I like to feel like I'm learning as a human, I'm growing as a person, because normally that would make me furious.
Oh yeah.
But it made me laugh. I liked it. It made
you
me,
liked
I
it?
I liked it.
Oh, no.
It made me laugh because it was, I was like, you are, it made me be like, you know that saying, like, you don't know what other people are going through. You know what I mean? It made me be like, man, I'm not going to feel bad about this. I did nothing wrong. I'm not going to take that to heart or be mad about it. Are you okay?
Right.
Are you okay? Because in that situation, that's happened to me before. Not that I'm looking at my phone or anything, but like a kid needs a snack, you know what I mean? To pass it, like, or daydream, you know what I mean? Spacing out or whatever. Someone does that to me. I'm like instantly start like feel hot flash and start sweating. Like, oh gosh, I'm so sorry. You know what I mean? Like I want to apologize. I'm never like... Like just throwing my arms about and then full extended arm out the window, giving the finger.
Wow.
And this was like a middle-aged woman.
That's crazy. I don't know.
In a Subaru.
And you know what?
In a Subaru.
You laughing was the best.
I know.
Like that probably pissed her off so bad.
Well, because then you turn left and you go for like 50 yards and then there's a stop sign.
Right.
So now I go, and she's doing this, but I know in 10 seconds, she's going to have to come to a complete stop and I'm going to be directly behind her. I'm like, what's going to happen? I'm laughing.
This is
funny. And, I don't know.
That's crazy. Love.
Good finger.
Woof. I would be horrified. I think there should be, must have talked about this before on this podcast, but there should be different sounds for horns. I know there's different like notes, you know, of honk, honk, you know.
Well, no, it's
but I think there should be like, excuse me, like just like a sweet
me,
person
horn?
Being like, excuse me, sorry to bother you.
There should be like two horns on the steering wheel. Got everything else in the car
a
now.
A polite honk and a like, emergency honk.
We got AI cars before self-driving cars. Before polite honks.
Lovey, I was on scrolling as I do, and I saw people talking about this show. I guess I think Good Mythical Kitchen, like the Mythical Morning guys.
Uh-huh.
Who I've been on their show before. They had me eat bacon.
Yeah, I remember the bacon episode.
And I really enjoy watching them because they like deconstructed from their faith and they talk about it a lot.
They seem pretty great. Yeah.
But anyway, I do have to sneeze soon. It's coming. So I'm preparing you for that.
Okay.
But I saw I think Good Mythical Kitchen or something is a branch of their show.
She wasn't lying about the sneeze.
Oh no.
We're never going to get through this. There's just a roll of toilet paper next to you. We'll be right back.
Sorry, I'm going to pause my Good Mythical breakfast, whatever show that is, to say, again, apologies for the obnoxious sneezing, sniffling. I'm sick. The kids are all sick. We've got the weirdest sickness in the world right now. Everyone is sick, but it's like, you think they're sick, but then they're not sick, and then everyone's fine, and then all of a sudden we're sick again, but then they're fine. But
and
then
every
sick
version
again.
Of sick that you can name.
Every version. And let me just tell you, I talked about this a little bit on the vlog channel already. And by a little bit, I mean, I told the full story, but in case you didn't hear it or see it, there was a night where one of our kids, and I'm not naming who did anything because that they can tell you their own health information someday if they'd like to. But one of our kids, after two nights of another kid having vomits and then totally fine during the day, another kid on the third night where I was like, okay, finally we're done with the vomits. It wasn't even, it was like 4 days after something. I don't know. Another kid vomits. But this kid was not as good at warning about the vomits.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kid vomits all over the bed, me, another child, blankets, pillows. So then I take said child off of bed and then said child barfs on floor and then backs up onto the rug. It barfs on the rug and onto blankets and then notices barf on the arms and starts whipping the arms to get the barf off the arms, flailing it, explosion vomit all over the room. It was banana pants insane. Also not the craziest vomit experience we've had. Then this child
okay.
vomits, like sees blankets and is like not feeling good and wants comfort. So goes down to grab blankets to cuddle and cuddles barf blankets and then freaks out about that. Have to take the barf blankets away. And as I'm doing that, said child then grabs my water bottle, is like, ooh, I want that. And barf hands, barf mouth all over my water bottle. Craziness. Craziness. And this has been going on for so many days.
I'm smiling because I wasn't there for this moment. I was dealing with another child.
Yes, another.
But Colleen has been obsessively talking about telling me the story
of
this.
Because it was crazy.
So she just like, isn't this crazy?
And she'll just say this.
She's been saying the story for like 3 days straight.
Meanwhile, just over and over again,
yeah, you told me.
That was also puked on. The other child is screaming, sobbing. This child screaming, sobbing. I don't think I told you about this
part.
For
someone with such a phobia of...
such a phobia of barf.
Of throw up. You love talking about it.
Well, because it was insane.
I can't believe you're telling the story.
When the other kid was barfing, I barely talked about it. I really barely talked about it because it was just like typical awful barf experience.
Yeah.
But this one was just like, once that barf started flinging,
it was over for me. Where did that happen? Yeah.
It was awful.
I was like, when you started telling the story, I was like, wait, can't wait till she gets to the arm flailing vomit part.
Anyway, the point is there's no more barfing. The barfing is done.
What does this have to do with Good Mythical?
It doesn't. It has to do with the fact that I had to pause to go sneeze and I'm just sick mess, but I'm telling myself it's allergies.
It seems like just allergies to me.
It's just been real crazy in this house the last week.
There's been like multiple rounds.
But it's been, yeah, it's been crazy. And it's been like each child hits a different phase.
That's how it is when you have three. It's like, and then it comes back around. It's just,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Each kid is on a different phase of the sickness on each day. And you think you can predict, well, this kid
and before
who
got
that, it
first, you were really sick.
Yeah. But you can be like, oh, this kid on this day was nauseous. So that means when these kids hit this day, they'll be, no, it's different in all of them. They all have different symptoms. It's different tracks for all of them. There's no way to predict what's going to happen, what whole things are going to explode out of, where it's going to land.
Yeah. We just know that it's.
Just know you're going to be in hell, and you're not going to sleep.
Yeah, whatever.
But it...
Or complain.
No, I'm not. There actually was a moment today where I was laying with a child who was cuddling on me asleep, and Daisy, our cat, was also cuddling on me asleep. And we're in the middle of a lot of things in life, as everyone is, and stressed. But I looked at Eric and I was like, but look how lucky. Like, look at how this is magic.
Yeah.
Look at this amazing magic moment. And I started crying, and I was like, I'm just so tired. Like, you know, I always try to remind us,
a cat on you,
ourselves,
a young child on you asleep,
magic.
You're crying. And I was like, I got to get a photo of this.
Like, I was like, no way.
You're like, you're not.
I was like, as long as you blur my face. But yeah, I feel like we both always are trying to be like, okay, we're going to miss this so much someday. And then I know that, but I'm just like, I wish I just could be less tired during this so that I could, be better at.
Not having to like disassociate all the time,
right,
just to get through it,
yeah,
and be associated with it and present. Yeah,
yeah.
You got to keep reminding yourself that.
Back to Good Mythical Morning.
Sure.
I was just saying why I'm like a kind of a mess. It's just been a mess here, but it's been fun. Great stories to tell over and over and over again, apparently, from our experiences here. Good Mythical, whatever it is, the kitchen eating. They have a show called My Last Meal or something.
Mm.
I never heard of it, but I saw people talking about one of the Olsen, not the Olsen twins that I like, Mary Kate and Ashley, but there's another one who's a really good actress that people love.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
She did it recently, I guess. And people were talking about her choice, like last meal, I guess on this show, they give celebrities their favorite foods, like what their last meal would be. And they like have a discussion while they eat their like favoriteest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting. I don't know why hers was trending. Maybe people are making fun of what she was eating.
I think people are making fun of all of them because they're all so ridiculous. I've seen a few of these.
I watched a few of like just the intro of what people saying, and some people are like,
"Oh, I'm sure
fast food stuff." Like,
I'm sure some people are cool, but like, yeah, I saw
Macaulay Culkin's was crazy.
Macaulay Culkin, that was the exact one I was thinking of. He was like from this place in Paris, but you know what I mean.
And I love Macaulay Culkin.
It was like foie gras and like caviar.
Come on, don't eat that.
I was like, this is unhinged.
One I did see.
But then the other ones I've seen too, which I can't think of what, you know, I guess famous person was saying these things, but it was very specific dishes from very specific restaurants that I'll never be able to go to.
But I still found it interesting. I see the appeal of the show. Although the last meal concept, I don't think you get to have 600 courses, which it seems like what they do on that show. They give you like from different restaurants, eight different meals.
I don't know. Surely we could research that. But I think there have been some pretty intense, like you're talking about someone on when there was like the death penalty and death row and they, you know, would do that. Yeah. I think there have been some pretty elaborate ones and some pretty basic ones. There's some people saying no. I remember like hearing in like documentaries I've seen.
Yeah,
stuff
I haven't
that
looked
that I can't,
into it.
But you know, but I'm not going to Google that right now. But anyways, well, what were we going to say about it?
What I was going to say is I'm very interested in that, and I know what I would pick.
Oh, okay.
But I want to know what you would pick for your last meal.
I think normally when they do these interviews, they have time to like prepare. They seem very prepared and have like a list for it. Not you're just asking me off the top of my head.
Well, do you want, I can tell mine and you can have time to think. It might spark some ideas for you.
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
So it seemed as though on this show, at least people really went specific, like this dish from this restaurant, this dish from this restaurant. So that's kind of the vein I'm going in with too. My number one immediate top, like this is 100%. I know would always stay on it. Do you know what it is?
Is it going to be something from In-N-Out?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Also a lot of people like said In-N-Out for whatever reason.
Gordon Ramsay did.
Yeah. And people were like, this is some sort of conspiracy, but yeah.
No, it's amazing. I would definitely get a number two animal style cheeseburger with no tomatoes, extra mustard, fries, like crispy. I don't want them well done.
You say well, crispy, like medium well,
something like that. And a Coke. 100% would be on there, but I have other things.
Cool.
I'd want the cookie from Bristol Farms that you got me today. Cause you're my angel. And you always surprise me with my favorite cookie in the world. It's this hot, fresh, amazing, perfect, semi-sweet chocolate chip, a little bit of walnuts in there. Dark chocolate, yeah. My mother's deviled eggs.
Ooh, good one. That's good call. Yeah.
Also, the salmon sushi from Sugarfish.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Not the Toro?
No.
Okay.
I like the salmon the best of all of them. It's got like a lemony zest to it and like a salt or something. I don't know what they put on that. It's amazing.
Okay.
And the only other things that would be like maybes on there is, oh, I think I wrote them down because I was like very into this. I mean, I could go on and on. I even texted my cousin and I was like, okay, final meal. What would you do? Because I knew he would love this. The other things I thought, oh, you know what? Even though I already have a chocolate chip cookie on there, I would want my mom's fresh chocolate chip cookies too. It's like a different vibe, but they're also like, just so glorious. And there's a strawberry cream pie in Hawaii at this one restaurant. Oh my God, what's it called? In Maui, there's this restaurant that has this like strawberry cream. I don't even know what it is. It's magic.
I've been there. Have I been there?
Yeah,
yes,
I think
been there.
I took
it's like
you and Angela there.
The big foam thing. It's like a big...
Foam?
It looks like a foam strawberry like pie custard.
I
know
it's like
the place
a
you're talking
pie.
About.
It's very good.
It's like tree something, the name of that restaurant. It's like something
about
a
monkey
tree.
Monkey bread or something.
Oh,
like that.
Monkey tree.
Monkey pod.
Monkey pod.
I think that's it. I don't know. Anyway, they have this amazing, but there's like, all day today I've been thinking about this because I love questions like this.
Mm.
And I keep coming up with other things like, oh yeah, there's this one dish I got in Nashville at this restaurant called The Row. It was like this tri-tip, like kind of dish is like falling off the bone. So now I'm just thinking, but now I'm like, I want to know what yours are because I'm sure you've got some good ones.
I could try.
You can always come back next week and tell more if you have adjustments.
I would get the Eggs Benedict from, I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but like it was like a really, really good Eggs Benedict that I would get all the time when we were in Vancouver.
I know exactly
it's
what
in,
you're talking
it's
about.
It's in Yale.
It's like a croque monsieur.
Yeah, there's like a croque monsieur and a croque madame. And there's like an Eggs Benedict version of that. There was this like, you know, French kind of brunch place. It's right by the water in a neighborhood called Yale Town in Vancouver.
I don't think it's there anymore. I feel like I went past last time I was in Vancouver.
Yeah. So I would get that. There used to be a place called, Jimmy's in West Haven, Connecticut that would do a lobster roll on like a foot long hot dog bun, like covered in butter. And however they did this lobster roll was just incredible.
Wow.
It's an amazing lobster roll. I would get.
Is it still there? It's not there anymore?
I think it closed.
I would love to go there because
was,
I've never
liked
lobster rolls.
It was
rolls.
Right off the beach there in West Haven. And it was just like an open, you know, it's just like an open kind of like, it looked like a cafeteria. It was like a real throwback kind of place. You know what I mean? It was like, and it had been there forever. I don't know. I wonder if anyone listening had ever had that. And so I got the Eggs Benedict. I got the lobster roll. There also used to be a burger place in downtown New Haven called Yankee Doodle that had been there. I don't think it's there anymore because everything just keeps getting bought up, sold, you know, whatever. But there was a place called Yankee Doodle in New Haven that was literally, it was just a lunch counter. It was like the size of a walk-in closet because it had been there for 100 years. And so there was just a counter and there was only like five red old red leather stools, and you sat right at the counter, and the guy's cooking right there in front of you, and they made, it was a Smashburger before the whole Smashburger was invented, because this is like 20 years ago, and they would have this day once a year, they would call it like throwback day or whatever, where they would sell the burgers for the original price when they first opened.
Oh, wow.
So they were literally in like 5 cents.
Wow.
So you could go there with like a quarter and get like two burgers, whatever. The line would be a mile long for people, because there's only five stools. So I used to remember like taking like the city bus down there with my friends on our skateboards, and we would always get that. This is just what's popping in my head.
I love it.
And then a glass of Basil Hayden's on the rocks.
Okay.
And a Parliament Light.
Oh, a cigarette.
Can you do that?
I don't know. Meal? Sure. There's no rules here.
I feel like that's, yeah. Give me a cigarette.
There was a night recently, Eric does not partake in cigarettes and has not in a bajillion years, but there was a night where we're like, life was just like so hard recently. And I was like, you need a cigarette.
You go smoke a cigarette.
I was like, you need a cigarette. Go smoke a cigarette.
I didn't.
I was like, do you have one? Like, go. Tonight's a night. I was like, it's been crazy lately. He did not, but you laughed at that.
Yeah.
I think that counts. I feel like they would give a cigarette to someone on like for their last meal. The last meal. Yeah, that's pretty good. Mine would just be a nice cold Coke. I wouldn't need a alcoholic beverage. I wouldn't want one.
Just for the sake of it.
Isn't it interesting? I want to know. Like, can
and
you
this
guys?
This makes me happy to talk about, because like I feel like that's a sense, like the taste of these things, that there's like a sensory thing. You know, I mean, you smell something, like it takes you back to a time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of like history and great moments like attached to these things. So I think it's like, I don't know if anybody like it. Obviously, is kind of interesting sometimes when you listen to these things, but I feel like it's really fun to talk about too.
Yeah,
was my experience just now.
Yeah. Well, I want to know if you guys can comment what your final meal would be, because I love hearing about it. Like my cousin and I have been texting about it all day.
I do when it's something you're like, oh, I've never tried that. I gotta try that. But I'm not going to Paris to Chateau, whatever, you know, Michelin star restaurant.
I still like
to
hearing about it.
Not
foie gras. I don't want to hear about that. But like, I still like hearing, especially if it's like relatable, like the ones that are like the what's it called? Caviar on the specific rotten small egg that you get in Indonesia, you know, like with the pepper flakes from Spain, you know, like I'm not interested in that. I guess you're right. It's more like, but if it's something relatable and we're like, oh yes, that's so good. You know, like I almost feel like my chicken casserole, like the best version of my chicken casserole I've ever made. Like that sometimes hits the spot. It's very like homey. And there's also a meal like in Ireland, there is like a pub I went to once. So like, I don't even know what it was. I don't even know what the food was. I just know that it was like incredible, like the best food I've ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a lot of pub
any
food.
Like shepherd's pie from like a pub in Ireland.
Like a really good quality pub.
Well, there was like, we went to the Bushmills. Bushmills is a whiskey and they have an inn in Ireland somewhere. And we went there and we got like bangers and mash, right? It's just like, it was so bomb.
Like the best. It was so good.
Mashed potatoes and beans and salt. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was just a
really tender, sort of meat and
I'm not even hungry, but it's so fun.
I could talk about
it
forever. I love that kind of stuff. Yeah, there's so many dishes and meals, the stuff that I've been thinking about today, because I just love the concept of, and I guess that's why that show works and why everyone wants to do it, because like, and I feel like everyone's final meal like would include or should include some sort of dish that either like your mom made as a kid or like something you grew up with, like what you said, like the restaurants in your hometown that you grew up with. There's always going to be something that's like homey and nostalgic.
My mom's like rye bread, like ranch dip, like bowl bread thing.
Or like her Hello Dollies, like those
her
are
Hello
so
Dollies,
good.
Yeah, for dessert. Yes, that would be on there.
Oh, those are so good. I should make those soon. Anyway, please tell us yours, because I love
it's fascinating
hearing about it. Like actually I do. Anyway, you said you had something else you wanted
I have two. I feel I have two hot takes that I feel like are going to upset about 90% of the country we live in, because I think we're the only ones experiencing a heat wave right now.
I know.
It was weird. We're in New York and I just was just like, oh, jackets and snow and jackets. And I bought a jacket while we were there. And then I get back home. I'm like, I'll never get to wear. It's like,
so
it was like 80
right
degrees
now
today. But like It feels because it's February. It's like, and it was cold for like kind of cold for here for a week. Then all of a sudden it's just like, wait, it's February 1st and it's
summer already.
It's 85 degrees. You know what I mean? Like, so I know everybody else is freezing. So like, I'm sorry, but like you were talking to me today about like a song lyric and it having something about hot coffee and eating coffee up, and out loud, I go, who's drinking hot coffee?
A lot of people like it.
In the year 2026. And I was like, this is crazy. And let me know.
I'm blowing my nose, but keep talking about it.
Let me know if you're listening to this, but like, I haven't had a hot coffee and since I tried iced coffee. And I was like, oh, this is what you should be drinking. And I mean like year round. And I'm sorry if it's cold where you are. When it's cold where, and I'm somewhere cold, I'm still getting a cold brew. I just don't think that coffee is meant to be drank warm. And people are like, oh, my coffee got cold. So now I have to like reheat my coffee and you gotta have the coffee when it's hot. And I'm getting an espresso machine for Christmas so I can make hot espresso for myself every month. It's just like, I just don't understand that people drink hot beverages.
Yeah.
I don't think beverages should be warmer, need to be warmer. They make those mugs that are like, that like can reheat your, you know, it's like a plug-in mug or right. it has a chargeable mug that like keeps your drink hot. They make all those cups that it'll stay hot all day. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it. I just don't understand how once people have the option to have an iced coffee, no matter the weather, why you would ever get one. And I wonder if people listening, if someone's like, is anyone going and ordering like, it's like a hot coffee?
I think a lot of people do, but I don't. I don't drink
coffee.
That's
crazy.
And like, if I do drink coffee, it is iced always, like extra ice.
Extra ice.
Yeah, for sure.
And that got me thinking like, well, that's crazy to say as half the country is like frigid right now. But like, I just, even when it's cold, like I still.
Oh, and yeah, when it was snowing in New York, that was the first time in probably a year where I was like, I need an iced coffee.
Yeah,
like,
when
I was
got you an iced latte. And when I ordered that iced latte, they were like, of course you're getting an iced latte. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Get a hot latte? That would be ridiculous.
I think a lot of
people
do.
And I walked back to our hotel in the snow holding an iced latte. And everyone was like nodding.
It was delicious too, by the way.
That was a good one. And then that got me thinking about, it was so hot today. Like, I don't know. It was so annoying. So I'm sorry. I know a lot of you listening are very cold right now. But I was like, shirts. Maybe I should stop wearing one more shirt. I want to be like that guy in every season of Big. I never understood this. Every season, we used to watch Big Brother a lot. Every season, there's always this one guy or two or multiple guys who were just like never wearing shirts.
Yeah.
And it's like, am I supposed to believe like, oh, so like when you're home hanging out with your friends and family, you just never wear a shirt and you're like on a TV. You know what I mean? So these people are just like, they're inside hanging out with people like that they've known for a week and they're playing chess. And these two guys just don't wear shirts.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's so hot all the time. What if you and I
take your shirt off, love?
What if we just like didn't do shirt? I mean, when we live in Southern California and like there's people walking around and they don't have shirts on. You know what I mean? Like,
do it, love. Like, take your shirt off right now.
I feel like I just want to like work on my car in the driveway without a shirt on all the time.
Then you don't. There's no rules.
I
want to
like. I'm just
going to
like
right
garden. Just be wearing. I just feel like I'm going to enter a new era because it's. And how do you say this word? February.
Yes.
Do you say February?
No one says February.
It bothers me that I'm like. Am I saying it wrong? But I just think it's like, if it's like this, it's, and the world is like it is, it's not getting any cooler. So like, I just think it's, I'm just going to not wear shirts all the time.
I'm fine.
And
with
I know
that.
It's a lot of you are cold right now, but
I think
I'm going to
be happy with that.
I'm not going to wear a shirt and I'm going to be
no
drinking an iced coffee.
No one's going to be mad about you not wearing a shirt, love.
Yeah, that's.
Don't wear shirts. No one's arguing. That's not a hot take.
I don't know.
Wear shirts.
Sorry, this episode is like a little bit shorter this week. Colleen is constantly stepping away to rub her face with toilet paper. tissues. And our childcare situation has
ended.
They've turned into a pumpkin and are aggressively texting us.
No, they're Wrap not. No, they're not. They're not. No, no one has texted us
they're
anything.
Being the
but
sweetest.
It's time
keeping our children happy and safe while we do this but now they got to go.
Well, hopefully next week we won't be sick-a-roonies.
And we'll read some of your last meals and relate.
And comments too, because we didn't get to get to
and relate
today.
To them if you comment.
But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody, and being patient with our sicknesses. Let us know your last meals, and we'll see you next week. Bye.